Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Kelly Vlahos is here. The American Conservative is an outstanding magazine. She's executive editor there. Kelly, tell us about The American Conservative.
Oh, it's a wonderful magazine. We were started 20 years ago in opposition to the Iraq War. Our founders, Pat Buchanan, Scott McConnell, and Taki Theodopoulos, who basically were, you know, tired of the sort of marked war after 9/11, and started this magazine that's sort of been an independent thinking conservative magazine. So we are very skeptical of centralized power, of, you know, big government, big business, you know, big, you know, we're for local, we're for
states' rights.
We're really skeptical on behalf of the people and for constitutional values, hearing whether it be in defense or, you know, civil liberties.
Yep. Do you feel that the administration has done a good job in allowing the locales to manage their own response to the coronavirus?
I think he's been very, I think the Trump administration has been very smart about not being too heavy-handed and making this a federal enterprise. I think for as much as he's gotten criticism for not doing more, I think if the federal government started coming in like a bulldozer and telling local governments and people what to do, I think that would get people's backs up even more than what they're feeling now.
And you and I both know politicians on both sides of the aisle that if they were president, they would have been more like that. So I'm grateful for that. I want to change over and talk about some of the things that are happening in other countries. And one thing that's happening, they're talking about happening in this country, the QR codes, folks. You know what those are? Those little. They look like barcodes, little square ones that you can shoot with your phone. Other countries are either using or are considering you having your own QR code that's basically a digital paper, your papers. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the most tyrannical government, or one of the most in the world, is China.
Right.
And they do have the QR code, and it is not voluntary. So anybody with a phone who uses Alipay, you know, and this is not the whole of China, but in Hangzhou province where, you know, the hot spots have been, you don't use cash money in China.
Right.
So you use your phone to pay for anything. So anybody who's using a phone in their daily life has this QR code. They had to download this
app.
And
it's not optional. It's a requirement.
Not optional.
If you don't want to go to jail.
And it's not, yeah, and the government tells you what code you have. You have a red, green, or yellow. And red is COVID. Yellow is you're on the cusp. And green is you're clear. But they're using information that's circulated through the government, the police, where you've traveled, who you've been with, where you live. It's
now, quickly, Kelly. Pardon me. I want to make sure we get this in before we run out of time. Let's bring that back to the United States. Don't think of technology as much as the concept of a tracker. Isn't that what they called it, Kelly? Where somebody they know that you have tested positive or whatever, and the government is literally sending people out to see where you've been and to see where you go. I mean, isn't that tantamount to the QR code?
Well, it's tantamount. I mean, it's obviously not in practice the way it is in China right now because we still have a.
But they're talking about trackers, yes. Like they're part of the future.
Well, they are, and right now they have people tracking.
That's right. That's right.
from public health departments calling up people and telling them, oh, you have COVID. We know you have COVID.
Where have you been? Who have you seen?
Yeah. And so right now it's at the real ground human level. Whether or not apps are developed in this country that would match something in China is
well,
way off. Well,
Apple phone knows whether iPhone knows whether you've got a fever or not. I mean, Kelly, I'm running out of time, but we have to stop this, right? I mean, we have to realize this is not Bill of Rights America, right? What do you think? Last thoughts, quickly.
Well, it's not, and if we're really serious about our rights, protecting those rights, then people like you and me and others
have to
sound the war drums on this.
Kelly Vlahos, ladies and gentlemen, The American Conservative is her magazine. Thank you, Kelly, for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.